So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uThanonoka Wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa imthethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina ezek awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncutshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcini isihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Kungaba into enganceda or elungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngaseSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha ogciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imthethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina ezek ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcini isihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacathangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla leZANU-PF kucho iphephandaba lobulembu eleZim Live. Igqwetha likaChidawa uMnumzana Love More Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama-CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapholisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla leZANU-PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcini isihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala oyetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo lesi emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba imvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise ungcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scala ukuba icala lakhe malithoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into enganceda oyelungileyo kakhulu if igovernment inyanisile kubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uScala and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abaningi bebezo understand into ekhulunywa ngukhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe serious ngakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uScala I think yena ufuna nje unless makuthi ama arguments ayenziwa ngama lawyer akhe atshengisa ukubana li political then la ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcaster ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizo kanjani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uScala yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba efanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqhakathekile kakhulu especially kwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side ababiased to iZANU-PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zindaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama judgment ayenziwa ngamajaji lawa awekho partisan ukushuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso zephathi ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU-PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji are captured yiZANU-PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le transparency enjalo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ese Virginia ngapha kwele Melika. Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokuba khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana lokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuphi thina esikutshela abantu sinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa wangcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngisho nasezibhedlela uthola ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho okubizwa kuthiwa i-purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekileke ukuthi sibambane sisebenze ndawonye sazane sikhone njalo ukuthi ma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele impilo isinjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama-permits seziza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yi-South Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu aba-legal nabantu aba-illegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo belungise bethola amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda ibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi ukuba illegal ukungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu izinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegotiatelwa la ma-permits ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zikaNovemba sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting deputy director general we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa weza. Unfortunately akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court. Kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ithi yona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama permits. Ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze iphuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza sithi voluntary repatriation lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation. Ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela siyabona bahamba ne-Home Affairs bahamba ne-traffic lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi mabe babopha babasa kuphi kodwa abantu bayabotshwa bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa kuthiwe ukayimu lawo abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcinise sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe echiye izihlobo zakhe echiye abantwana abanye bayabotshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estrateni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lezwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa obeqoqa ecingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubu esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthi uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungachabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esiphalo ludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization, i-XXBB 3.1.5 lohlobo lo COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yaba khona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa uqathaniswa lezinye ezibe khona. Lesi simemezelo sesitshiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebeselelayo izaphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibangconywana sesihluma kancane imisebenzi ngathi besingani iyavule eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenza again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi eminye imisebenzi kuyavalwa kuyenzwani abantu simise imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khuleka Ntube.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yes besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ubemningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So makusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho usho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezidaladeni lemisikeni bangathola amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyabakhona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa okuningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association udokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthabisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020, iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela, ezokwakha nokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yama khwimelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka ophelileyo, iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angamachumi amabili lasishiyagalombili 28. Ministry 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo ezivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izinqumo eziyabe zithethwe imthethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abatshayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukutshayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Salibonani bantu bakaStudio 7. Ngikhuluma noMzingayo okhuluma useJoburg. Ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapho ngase-Voice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho okokuqala, ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyayibonge emarapi ngokusidudulela bonke amatisha asesishoni namamisa asesishonini. Sibonge lokwabo mdende yonke emarapi. Mina tengwesishile into zesisisi namhlanje ngisengahala ngibona i-MRP idudula. Ayikho iphathe esike yakwenza konke lokho. I-MRP abantu basezibethe i-MRP yacha. I-MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithanda lizogcina liyimamela. Yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwesihlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni, especially lentanga lencane le kakhulu yegcwele kuegcwele kubosisisi. Abadala bethu sasibona kuma social media bekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani esikhathi se-ground. Thina sibonakala sisadalele namhlanje sandela into zasesitshoneni bafuthi into zabo uchamisa uchamisa ubaba babo ngathola leso sikhathi bona ababulala abadala bethu. Hayi cha bafuthi asisinobe namakhwapha ongani namaphoyisa namanensi ngachithwa nje uyinto nje engingumuntu wasesitshoneni ngapha esebele imxoxe mdende nje ishone khona lethathwa ngokwakhe. Hayi ngiyaxolisa abantu besisisi hayi babhayi mina ngisuka ngapho mina ngilindebele so ngishiya khona lapha ngisafuna ukukhuluma kakhulu babhayi.
Bonani kustudio 7 linjani lonke, ngiyalibingelela libingelelwa ngunyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha eGwanda. Mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-CCC ngapho endaweni lapha chawe khona ilezi imigulukudu yezanu. Izanu PF vela ngeke iphinde kustophe lokho kutshaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashaywayo i-opposition singamagwala. Uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu-3 siyabaleka siyi-50, sishawa ngamapholisa ayi-5 siyabaleka siyi-100. So they discovered i-weakness yethu, so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili. So ngiyalicela abantu, angikhuthazi i-violence kodwa ngiyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe-opposition ukuthi if umuntu wezanu esiqala singabaleki, let's fight back ngoba lempi asompi encane, asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqubu baleke uchiye abo osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo. Hayi asimeni njengamadoda, ikakhulu amadoda, asiprotecten omama, asiprotecten omama ugogo bethu bechawa izanu. Yabonga.
Sabonani bantu baku studio 7 lo khuluma yong anakhondani khuluma ngise South Africa eJohannesburg. Ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthwakazi abagijima ngamaphati MDCT ezanu PF e-CCC. Bantu bakomthwakazi nonke bantu bakomthwakazi, akula shona elingavotela iNdebele. Bantu bakomthwakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo, akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebheleleni. Kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu lize nqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangene izanu PF phambili, iMDCT phambili. Kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthwakazi, lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthwakazi ligijima nge-CCC, ligijima nge-MDCT, ligijima nge-ZANU PF. Kwehlula abelungu, abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo umuntu omhlophe, bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu. Kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty ePumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela. Kanti lingenwe yini, kanti owaliloyayo umbani? Kanti bantu bakomthwakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathini emashoneni, ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni? Ingabe ukhona engabe uyalizwela? Kumbe yikudla, kumbe imali, kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa? Angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini. Ayisono ngabantu bakomthwakazi abagijima emaphathini. Vulani indlela.
Njani studio 7 yaphila? Hayi nathi siyaphila, nami ngithi ake ngibeke umbono la studio 7. Ngiyazilalela kakhulu inyuz zakho studio 7. Hayi ziyezwakala, ngibuye sengibuye ngixekela ingxaka khona ngoba le nto esuke ikhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa izano PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto yenziwa izano PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo wayenza udlame kanti kubeni lwenziwa izano PF. Akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezano. So yingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona-ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption, uhulumende alwe ne-corruption. Umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption? Ngoba i-corruption yenziwa wuye lo hulumende, wuye oyenza i-corruption lo hulumende ose-ophethe. Manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption, basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption? Ngoba uhulumende wuye oyenzayo le corruption, isemthethweni futhi ngiyayizana PF le corruption. Bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa, kumele baqondise ulimi lokuthi muphi uhulumende kumele alwe ne-corruption. Ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izano PF, ugovernment lo phethe, amaphoyisa ngawakhe, amasosha ngawakhe, iy'nkantolo ngezakhe,
amatshele ngawakhe konke ngokwakhe akafuni ukuphikiswa ubambe ngazo zonke manje ubazothi corruption i-country bulawa i-corruption i-country bulawa umbuso lophede lo ophede manje ngakhishwa lo umbuso ophede manje yiko la ngathi ukukhishwa yini i-corruption kufanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali bakhuluma ulimi oluqondile
Studio 7 Studio 7 sibonani linjani linjani kwezindawo zonke nokubona emhlaba thina siyaphila sicela silazi badala siyacela ukuthi niye liswe laba bantu bakithi simpinda kogawo obaba ogawulo uthi hayi sisikhathele sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebekhuluma amanga bebekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala amanga asuke emsendawo engavikile amashona ayamusha sesimoshele into eziningi amani years evotelwa engasenzeki lutho amani years engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza yona engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza lethina singabantu besimpi esimoshakalela asiyithandi leyo babagawule siqeda uzame ukuthi uzame ukuzinika amaphapha owumuntu omdala ukhulile kakhulu nasibancane kulawo cela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe okukhulumayo hhayi asikuthandi thina cetha ukuzame ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemagebheleni behlupheka ujabuliswa yini into ekujabulisayo wena kahle kahle uwumuntu omdala ungaujabuliswa yini uma abantu bemagebheleni bebulawa ujabuliswa yini wena uwumuntu omdala ongako yini into ekujabulisayo utholani yikho lokho utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani uwumuntu omdala ongako hayi babagawuli cela ukuthi usibone lathi singabantu lathi njengabo ya ukele ukuthi singabantu njengabo ingakusapoti into embi into embiimbi
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, umongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edalele Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Jair Bolsonaro besithi bekulokuqilibezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho umnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye. Abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqoqele olandela izombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzekaleyo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo and ma iyimajority kungela ukuqilana kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani kumele abantu babe loku accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa kufanana le mpilo zethu everyday asinqobi everyday in everything that we are doing sometimes we win sometimes siyadliwa so hayi ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo kade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil hayi sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya i-election siyaphela kathesi sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years so khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa sokufuna udlakema hayi asifuni khonokho anyway in the world kulomthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona lapho esisebenza khona lezindlu zethu obaba lomama babe lomthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa then we follow that okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo hayi lathi siyathi abayiyekeleyo behavior
nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na
ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy, ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe. Uyakwenelisa yini nxa mkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela uyazama, ngoba engena ehofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze-COVID, le infrastructure development ye-America. So khonokho kwakuthatha isikhathi esiningi ukuthi alungise, ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi laphana sabhujelwa ngabantu abayi-over 300,000 e-America ngendaba ze-COVID. So khonokho kwakuqakathekile lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle, izimali babezinikwa ukuthi labakhwanisa ukuthenga ukudla, ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai ngolandela ke ezombusazo welemelika ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 eseOhio ngapha kwelemelika. Esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo 7:30 ntambama.